Parshat Lech Lecha begins with Avram receiving an instruction and incredible blessings. God tells him to take leave, to move. He's instructed to leave his land, his birthplace, and his father's home. Some commentaries note that perhaps the sequence should have been in reverse. First, you leave your father's home. You leave your birthplace. You leave your land. Why by Avram is it said in the inverse? Moreover, without knowing anything about the past, really having no information about Avram, it's very hard for us to evaluate why God promised him all this. Nonetheless, we're told that Avram takes up and he leaves. Actually, if one looks carefully in chapter 12 at verse number 4 and again at number 5, it looks as if Avram leaves twice. And the commentaries, different commentaries, tell us different stories, even different narratives as far as when and how Avram went. The first time it says that he left as God commanded him, and Lot came with him. Lot was his nephew. And a question then arises, is Lot part of Avram's father's family that he was instructed to leave? Which means, how can it say on the one hand he leaves as God instructed, and yet on the other hand it says that Lot came with him? So if we read carefully, it doesn't say he took Lot. It says that Lot followed. So in order to unravel some of these issues, we need to note how last week's Parsha ended. Though it didn't give us that much information about Avram, it did tell us something about his father, Terach. Terach, we're told, leaves a place called Ur Kasdim, takes Avram and the entire family, including Lot, including Sarah. He takes them, and it says that he is on his way to the land of Canaan, a place that we know as Israel. But he stops along the way in Haran, and that's where he settles. So when we have this information that Terach, for some unfathomable reason, on the way to Israel, we realize that Avram could indeed leave the land that he was born, leave his birthplace and hometown, as it were, and as of yet not left his father's home, because his father's home was on the move. But moreover, now we realize another point. Avram is being instructed to come to land which we will find out is the land of Canaan. Terach was on his way to the land of Canaan. And therein lies an incredible tragedy in Avram's life. It looks like Terach is on the way. It says he's on the way, but we don't know why. Is it really that he just wanted to open up another store that sold idols? You know, as the rabbis say, the old idol maker, Terach, is that all that he wanted? Or perhaps like a magnet, he feels himself drawn to the land of Israel. Terach may well have been a truth seeker. He's on his way to something which is spiritual. But the tragedy of Terach is he just can't go all the way. And at some point, Avram seems to believe, or hopes, wants to believe, that his father will take the same journey with him. But God has to tell him, you need to take leave of your father. You now have to continue on your own. Your father went as far as he is going to go. And the truth is, we should give more credit to Terach, because he goes against the consensus. He leaves the place. He's on his way to the land of Israel. But unfortunately, Terach is one of those people who just can't go all the way. He's stuck someplace in the middle. You know, the rabbis tell us a very interesting midrash that Avram has a brother named Haran, the father of Lot. And it says that he hedges his bets. When Avram's thrown into the fiery furnace, he says, if Avram's successful, I'm going to follow him. If Nimrod is successful, I'm going to follow him. He stood in the middle. Where did they get that from? I think the rabbis understood, and perhaps it's a tradition, but perhaps they're noticing that's the personality of his father, Terach. Goes halfway. Stuck someplace in the middle. Is he with Nimrod or is he with Avraham? He stays in the middle. Perhaps that's exactly the father that Avraham needed, somebody who goes against the consensus and starts the trip. But the greatness of Avraham is that he's able to complete the mission, to go all the way, to go to the land of Israel. And now we realize this man Avraham, who brought so many people in towards an understanding of God, when it came to his own immediate family, he was not successful. And God commands him to walk away. And indeed, Avram follows God's instructions. And I don't think following those instructions were easy at all. I think deep in his heart, he hoped and he prayed and he wished that his father would go and continue with him. But Terach was only willing to stop halfway.